listening to Animosity Radio, WEDG.
This is Joshua Rundle, and you're listening to Animosity Radio, WEDG.
Two members of Burning Fair Verona, Evan and Barry. So, how you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, goodness. It is definitely hot out tonight and all day. It's, like, really hot here. Anyway, let's start this interview off with, how did the band get started?
How the band started?
Yes.
The band has evolved over time. Definitely there's some member change over the years. Nicholas Colvin is the drummer. He's the original member right now. I joined the band about 2.5 years ago, and kind of had direction, showed the band what I wanted to do, and the band started evolving, and that's how I got where I'm at today.
Alright. Can you describe Burning Fervor and his music?
Most people would probably call us metalcore. We just call ourselves a metal band. Most of our breakdowns are more along the lines of what Metallica and Pantera were doing in the early 90s. And then most of the riffs are influenced by Swedish metal bands like In Flames, At the Gates, and the American bands that do that style, like Unearth and Darkest Hour. But I would just call it the metal band.
Awesome. Okay. How has the fan response been?
Our fans are awesome. We always meet new people. And what's cool about a lot of our fans is they actually hang out with us outside of, you know, like shows and stuff. You know, come by, burn along with you, drink some beers and shit. But we have some killer fans. We have a lot of love, a lot of support. There's a lot of other bands that support us. Definitely all love our camp.
Awesome. So you do have fans that hang out outside of the shows, right?
Absolutely. Just the other night, I got my friend freaking threw up all over the place. You guys.
Alright, who does most of the writing, and what is the writing process?
Right now, we're pretty much taking the band in a new direction. Evan's the main songwriter. All contribute riffs. Nick will put his own stamp on the drums. We actually just hired a new vocalist, so that should be interesting to see how that affects the songwriting.
New bassist too. We have a new bassist, Rob Gates. We had a bass player for a couple of years, and we had this new guy, and it's pretty amazing where our sound is now. You know, we haven't really played out too much for this new lineup, but it's gonna be slamming when we come out. We have some excellent people on board with us.
Yeah, we're writing new music right now, and it'll still be melodic like the old music, but we're steering in a slightly heavier direction. Basically, we're just influences from every member of the band. Every member of the band will be contributing moving forward with this new lineup. So you can expect all the things that have basically attracted people to the band in the past, music-wise, but there'll be more to it.
More balls. Fat fucking balls.
Awesome. Oh, good. Where do you guys write and practice?
We practice at the Church of Sodomy. We're actually here right now, drinking a couple beers. Platinums, of course. This is where we raise the dead at. We do make a lot of noise in this fucker. Definitely gets a little wild in here.
Oh, definitely. Alright. How do you guys deal with writer's block?
Writer's block?
Yes.
Whiskey. Cocaine. Marijuana. All the good shit, you know?
All the nice drugs and alcohol.
You take a step back sometimes, and you get a buzz, and you pick the guitar back up, and you're like, that's pretty fucking sick. And, a while later, you forget that sick shit that you wrote, but it's still fun, you know? We write a lot of good shit coming out of Jack Daniels. That's how I think Dynasty was, a whole bottle of Jack.
Hey, Jack's my best friend, so yeah.
It's definitely our fuel.
Definitely. Alright, do you guys have any hobbies when you're not playing in BFE?
Is cocaine a hobby?
Well, it could be, I guess.
It should be. Well, in my free time, I run a gerbil farm.
You run a what farm?
A gerbil farm, you know, those little fuzzy guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Well, you go through gerbils as much as I do. We need a farm, literally.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's fun times. I drink a lot.
So.
Greg, what do you do?
So, besides.
I just listen to brutal metal all day, like, All That Remains. Pull up for my Valentine. Try to get fired up.
Get fired Greg, up.
Greg takes a lot of showers. I have to. That's what everyone does, hobbies.
A lot of shower.
He showers a lot.
Hey, I'm like that too, so.
We played some shows in the road with him, and he was like, every chance he got, he jumped in that fucking shower. Every chance. Where's Barry? He's taking a shower. Where's Barry? He's taking a shower.
Yeah, you know,
yeah, Barry's very clean. So no harm to him in the band, hug Barry, because he's clean.
I don't blame him, especially living in Florida with all this heat. You have to stay clean. Alright.
Yeah, pretty busy.
What's the band's drink of choice?
Well, we like dark beer,
craft beers. The higher ABV, the better.
Yeah, I like platinums. We should make like 24 packs because I go through it with a cup of water. And Jack Daniels, definitely.
Have you guys?
Like his blood.
Have you tried the Honey Jack?
No, I've been told to try that, and I haven't done it. I'm just drinking the regular shit.
Yeah, I really like it because I like stuff with honey flavor, so it's really good. At first, it throws you off because you're like, whoa.
So delicious.
Right. How do you guys get along outside of the band?
No. Absolutely not.
No.
Are you at each other's throats, like, oh, where's the knife?
Well, I got a big mouth, and I drive the band crazy. I don't really do. Especially Bear, he gets a blend of my shit. I hate him. I text him all hours. Call him. Harass him. I'm sure he hates me deep down inside, but he's just riding this shit out. The rest of the guys, they're pretty cool. Bear, you got a beard, you gotta fuck with him.
Well, if you can't have a sense of humor, then you'll have issues, so.
Nah, we love each other deep down inside, but, you know, it's only a matter of time for the film blows, so it's all good.
Yeah. Alright. And how do you deal with band conflicts?
You want me to be honest?
Yes.
We light a bunch of candles. I'm sitting there naked. Seriously.
Oh, no.
It's pretty intimate. And, you know, we all say our sorries, the whole band, sing Kumbaya, and then we're good to go.
There you go.
I'm actually naked right now.
Yeah, well, that's the good thing about radios. You can be naked and no one can see it.
Yeah, we can just all pretend.
Exactly.
She had video going.
Actually, I have the station video is going, but people can only see me. So, because it lags out if we do the whole video on Skype, so. Anyways. Alright, describe your local scene.
Our local scene? It's, there's hit or miss. I mean, we do pretty well. You know, we try to book shows with bands that have a following, have some support. And, there's definitely some kick-ass bands out there that are starting up the scene with us, and it's amazing playing with them.
Right.
I mean, it's not what it was in the 90s, you know, when you had all these national death metal bands coming out of Tampa.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a lot more different styles now out there, which is cool, but at the same time, you know, the support for the shows is kind of hit or miss on any given night, so, yeah, it's always good to hook up with other bands that have a good following, but, I mean, it'll probably never be what it was in the 90s again,
Yeah, so, I remember that.
We're just trying to do something different. You know, we're not necessarily following that traditional camp of death metal formula.
Right.
Not anything against that. You know, I'm a huge death metal fan. But, you know, times change and you know, metal evolves. And the variety of styles in the scene now is good. The support might not be what it used to be, but there's definitely a lot of good bands around here, even if they're not nationally known, you know, on the level of the Campbell Corpse or Morbid Angel or Death.
Right. Do you guys remember the band Brutality?
I was actually just talking about them with someone at the Nasty Savage last show last night.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah, my friend Jim was the drummer. He's in a band called Contorted. I don't know if you guys know who Contorted is.
I've heard that, yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Sick.
Alright, what other local bands do you enjoy sharing a stage with?
I got two favorite local bands. I love these fucking guys. Falls Upon Us. These guys are fucking the shit. They have big hearts. These guys really live out in the fucking middle of nowhere, out in the fucking woods in Bushnell. And they're freaking, they only throw down whiskey and shit, play some kick-ass music, and I never met cooler guys in my life, honestly. Those guys are fucking awesome. All, you know, any bands listening, you need to talk to those guys and get them on the show with you, because they bring people, and they freaking, they throw down like a motherfucker. And they get drunk, smoke weed with me and hang out. They're fucking straight-ass dudes. Another band, they're out of Cocoa, Florida. It's No Life Spared. And they're an incredible band. They have a male singer and a female singer. And they tear it up. We had them over for our CD release, and I know a lot of people in the area love them when they come by. And I'm going to bring them back again, because those guys are fucking sick.
Nice.
Plus, the lead singer is pretty hot, too, so it's something to check out.
So it's a win-win for both situations.
Absolutely. They're both those bands. Facebook, check them out. Falls Upon Us, I'm There Like Spared. Check those fuckers out. They're awesome.
Alright, what are some of your musical influences?
For me, it's a lot of Swedish metal bands like At the Gates, In Flames, Dark Tranquility. I also listen to a lot of, death metal. But those are probably the main influences that actually make their way into this band. And I'll let Evan go through this. Devil Driver is my favorite band, period. I love fucking Devil Driver. They influenced me a lot. I like Parkway Drive a lot. And lately it's been Austral Parish. Fucking, those guys are pretty awesome. They kind of give me some ideas for, like, my writing style in the future. Just cool shit.
Awesome.
That's a little Unearth, Darkest Hour, In Flames.
Yep, In Flames, definitely.
Fucking In Flames.
The old In Flames. Kind of disagree on that, old In Flames versus new In Flames, but it's all good.
I like the freaking pretty In Flames. It's good shit.
It's always pretty.
It's pretty stuff.
Pretty stuff. Alright. What was Burning Fair Burner's biggest show to date?
We
don't really count numbers and stuff, but it's probably, we played with Pond Bearing Body last spring, and we played with Ailstorm from Scotland last fall. Those are pretty big shows. Probably those are the biggest attendance-wise. The Ailstorm show was sick. We've been going to the Brass Monk for years. That was the first time we pulled up, and there was a line out the door. We were rolling up and back. We're like, holy shit. That place was fucking packed.
Yeah, I haven't been to the Brass Monk in forever.
They just moved it to a...
Yeah, that's what you were saying, and I was like, what, they moved it?
It moved a little bit. It's still pretty cool. I miss the old venue just because it's been over so long. I never thought I was a freaking kid watching death metal bands.
Exactly.
But you know, the new one, you know, it's all right. It's pretty good.
Sure, we might have been at the same shows and didn't know it. All right. If you could pick one band to tour with, who would it be?
Damn. What's your story on it? I mean, here in the States, I'd probably love to tour with a band like Darkest Hour or Unearth. That's, you know, a musical fit for what we do, and probably overseas, it would probably be Dire Tranquility. I think we have a lot of musical similarities with them as well. So those would be, I mean, we'll play with anyone, to be honest. I mean, we played with death metal bands, we played with crabcore bands. We'll pretty much play with anyone. We don't really care about the genre. As long as you got a foot in the door of extreme music, you know, we'll play with you. We know there's people heavier than us, and we know there's people lighter than us, and, you know, we'll play with both sides of the fence.
Or can we say, fuck all that, and just play with our jazz?
There you go.
That'd be cool, too.
Alright. How many CDs have you guys released?
Two CDs. We had a demo in 2010, and then we had an EP released a couple months ago, 2012. Two CDs. Latest one's Dynasty, and the whole thing's on our Facebook. You can download it for free, play it, hate it, not give a fuck. It's there.
There'll probably be a new one out this summer, too.
Nice.
Once we finish with the new tunes.
All right, and where do you guys record?
We recorded with a guy named AJ, Andrew Zink. And he's in Acaldino.
Yep.
Fucking sick band. Check them out.
And he used to be in a great band around here called Omen's Withering.
Okay.
Great music. Some areas. Guys got brains for days when it comes to music. It's awesome.
What tuning do you play in?
That'd be drop A sharp. Actually, I wrote it on the wall because I keep on forgetting it. It's just a show.
Or B flat for the living.
Right, yeah. We were in drop C for the 2010 album, for that run. And we had some friends in another band that chose this other tuning that, you know, it played out the same way, it was just lower. So we tried it, liked it. It's pretty fun. It's got some mass to it.
That always works. Okay, for people that have not seen you guys live, how can you describe your live shows?
Our live shows, well, we actually invested into a light show. Every time we play a show, we step on lights and play it, and that includes fog, lasers, and all that shit. And when you put that beer, you know, I know life's tough right now, and I know if you're going to come and give me your $7, come watch me play, I'll try to give you a show. You know, we believe in the entertainment value along with the metal. So I think we're known locally for a lot of these, you know, people know that we have our light shows and shit, and we usually have to play you know, more professional show we can do with what we have. You know, we feel pretty good about our shows, and we like to make people enjoy them most we can.
Oh, definitely. And you guys definitely look like you're enjoying playing it.
What's all about? Yeah.
Yep, exactly. All right, is there any pregame activities before show?
Take a guess.
Does it involve sitting around naked again?
No, we're not naked before the show. Okay. That's after the show.
Oh, all right.
You know, it depends. You know, it's usually a lot of beer. You know, if there's like, not too many people at the show, I usually try to get hammered just to like get through it. But, you know, we all drink our beers. You know, our drummer doesn't drink.
He'll drink a little bit here and there, but, you know, he just goes up there. Sometimes when he drinks, like, a Red Bull or some shit, he'll play a set faster. So we know to watch out when he's got, like, a freaking Red Bull in him. So that's his little pregame thing there. But beer, weed, stuff like that, good stuff.
Oh, definitely. All right. When's your next show?
Yeah, we should talk about this yet. We can talk about it. I guess. We're from 6 feet under. Yeah. All right, so the next show will be at the Brass Mug with 6 feet under, Dying Fetus, and Revocation. If anyone doesn't know them, they're awesome progressive metal band from Massachusetts. Basically thrash slash progressive metal. So that should be a really good show.
It's June 29th. Brass Mug, Tampa.
That's our welcome back show. That'll be our first show from our little hiatus we had. And we'll probably be doing another one sometime later that summer.
Yeah. I think my booking was like a summer Hellfest over at Simex in Newport Richie. And I've been talking to some other bands, bringing them over. I like bringing bands out of town, you know, bands are, you know, moving and shaking in their area. I like to bring them over my way, kind of spread the love, you know. I've been talking to Paris Is Burning. I want to bring them over here. And, you know, Not Life Spared, Falls Upon Us. That's a fucking epic show right there. So, yeah, I asked up in the mix. I'm looking fucking good. And if you guys went over to our CD release, I'm going to try to do double what that was. And that was pretty incredible.
We got a brand new live right now, so we're really excited to come back this summer with.
Yeah. There's some fire on their ass right now.
New vocalist, new bassist, so, the lobby.
Well, that's,
you know, double for new material, new lineup.
New lineup, new material.
And any flyers that you guys get for your shows, you can always email them and I'll put them up on my site.
Absolutely.
Because I do have a little flyer section. When do you guys plan on writing new material?
Right now? Yeah, right now.
Awesome.
We have new ones that we've written. We just played it live. We haven't recorded it yet. Like we said earlier, you know, we're all musicians here. So, you know, we're going to be pushing the boundaries of what we do all the time. So we're writing new stuff right now. So I would say just wait for that. Just wait for the new EP to drop. I don't think anyone will be disappointed with the new material.
Yeah, I plan on having a CD out by the end of the year of new shit. We released our EP a couple months ago. We're gonna have a brand new one out by the end of the year. Just fucking do it. 2 in 1 year. Solid.
We're definitely a hardworking band. We're never really satisfied with what we do. We're always, you know, trying to push that bar higher, and we feel this is the best lineup that we've had in the entire history of the band, so obviously we're going to try to make the most of that. So, you know, look for more solos, sicker riffs, more bass solos, more intense drumming. Let's work that motherfucker. Vocals the whole nine yards.
Alright, and what does the future hold for Burning Fair Verona?
I have like this feeling that I won't be around this town for much longer. I don't know. Just I woke up and I was like, man, it's time to go on tour. You know, I think that we will be touring. Not by the end of the year, very soon. I mean, it's going to be my main mission in life right now. So that's our future. We're going to fucking push and push and push and push, and we're going to do something. You know. You only live once, this is my dream, I'm going to freaking fight for it.
Dedication. Alright, and what would you like to say to all your fans who are listening right now?
I just say I love you guys. You guys are fucking awesome. I know there's, we have some buddies listening right now. Cool fucking people. I mean, we have the coolest fans. I mean, it's hard to call them fans, because after they come to see us, they talk to us and they're our friend, you know? You know, we make friends every time we play a show, and
They're so awesome. They go out of their way to help us out, and it happens all the time. We love that shit. You know, we make the music, so they have something to come out and party to and drink to and have a good time. You know, life sucks. You know, go to a fucking metal show, bang your head, have a good fucking time. You only live once, fucking do it right.
Awesome. And what's the URL for people to find you? Is it just on Facebook or Reverb?
Facebook. Go on Facebook. We creep on that bitch all day. So talk to us. We'll talk to you. Stuff like that. Send us naked pictures.
Yeah, so you got more to add to the group nakedness that you guys have.
Come out to the show. We'll give you $10 worth.
Yeah, come out to the show. Yeah, we're gonna take care of you.
Yes.
If you don't like us, fuck it. Fuck you.
There you go. Alright, well, I want to thank you guys for the interview. Sorry it took so long to get it set up.
It's all good.
And that was Tampa's Burning Fair Verona, so check them out. Go to Facebook and search for them. And go to their shows.